Hello and welcome to our first episode of 2024. I think we are on episode 60. I just looked at it too and I already forgot because we 17, episode 17. So welcome back, 2024, episode 17. Here we go. Happy New Year, Katie.
Happy New Year. We're back.
We are back after, you know, a very long holiday break, I guess.
That's what we'll call it.
There have been multiple things that have happened in the past few weeks while we have been on break that we specifically have not talked about at all because we were saving for the podcast. So I'm going to kind of jump in because we did not talk about my December trip to Las Vegas, and specifically the two things I want to talk about, which are dining at Vanderpump Paris and going to see Erika Jayne in Bet It All on Blonde. So those are two things from beginning of December. I took a trip. We do discuss, you know, all things kind of like Bravo, pop culture, all those things. So I figured we
and
could
she really
start
hasn't
there.
Told, like we've
I haven't
been
told
with
you anything.
She really has not told me anything. So I am finding out while you guys find out.
We've saved it. So I'm going to start with Vanderpump Paris. And I'm going to say this. Most disappointing dining experience of my life. Like, I can't think of a more... Like, I've gone and, like, had not great meals at places before. Actually, like... very rarely. And for as much hype as this place gets, for as booked out as this place is, I gotta tell you, unwow. Let's talk about the unwows of unwows. And if it did not have the name Vanderpump on it, that place would have already shut down. And I really believe that. I also will be curious to see how long it lasts because I'm struggling for something nice to say about it. So I'm just going to walk through my whole experience. One, you know, you make a reservation, but then you get there and you stand in line. Why did I make a reservation if I go to stand in line?
Yeah,
okay,
agreed.
And then I'm like, are these other people standing in line? Could they just walk up and get in line? Like, it was very confusing because then I was like, well, I could have just come 30 minutes early and be standing in this lot. Like, it was very unwell, right, for making a reservation. So then we get in the place. One nice thing to say, decorated beautifully. So we get in, we sit down at our table, and you know, they're busy, but I've seen busier restaurants, right? Like, it wasn't... but I worked in the restaurant industry for a while. It was not slammed by any means, but it was busy. We must have waited 20 minutes to have someone even acknowledge our presence sitting at a table, which is just bad. Like, that is just like service 101. Like, to the point we were like, I went up to the front to make sure we actually had a server because that's how long we were waiting. Okay. Takes our drink order. We order our drinks. Drinks were good. Another plus. Drinks were good. If you're going to go there, I recommend you go. You try to get a seat at the bar and order a drink. Like, if you want to go just to see it, that's what I would do. Finally put in our food order. Food was not good. Like, they had something that's basically their equivalent of the goat cheese balls from Sir on the menu, which were pretty good, but like, they came out and they were cold, which like is not ideal. Both the meals that we got were... I was there with my girlfriend Christy. Neither of our meals were like, would I go order it again? Right. So we both like kind of ate some of it, but didn't like finish our meals. So then at the end of our meal, we decided there was like a crudité board you could get. So kind of like we ordered that at the end, and that was like the best part, but it literally is like vegetables and dips. Like, it's not hard to make, right? Like, anyone could make it. I will say the another positive. So I guess I have three positives. Drinks were good, ambience was good, and Garcelle's son was actually working, which is escaping me now what his name is. What the heck is his name?
I don't know. I know who
He
you're talking about.
was working, and that man was working. He was the only one in that restaurant. Like, he was hustling. He's taking pictures with people. He came by our table at one point to be like, "Do you need anything?" And I wanted to be like, "Yeah, I need a whole new experience at this restaurant because it was terrible." But like, we weren't even his table, and he came by and said hi. Like, so he was definitely hustling. But overall, I would say, like Lisa Vanderpump, your drinks were good and your decor is beautiful, but that kitchen is a hot mess. The floor staff, a hot mess. Like, it was a terrible experience. I would not recommend to anyone. So when we were there in July, June, when we were there in June, we went to one of the other restaurants in the Paris, which I really like that restaurant. And like, I would recommend everyone go to the Mon Ami Gabi restaurant in the Paris because I think their food is fantastic. Their wait staff is fantastic. Like, overall, like, phenomenal experience. Does Vanderpump's decor a little bit better? Sure. But also from Mon Ami Gabi, you can see the fountains at the Bellagio. So, would not recommend to anyone. And I think, part of me, like, Lisa has the brand and her brand is carrying it. But at some point, like, she had the other restaurant closed down in LA, and she like keeps opening new stuff in Vegas. But at some point, I'm like, are you going to have the repeat customers? Because it was not good. And like, is it better to have a few restaurants that are done well versus like you have all these restaurants and it's not good?
I mean, I know her brand is massive, and that's why they're getting the people in there. And there's always like, maybe you're gonna see one of the cast members, maybe this, maybe that. I went to the one in Caesars
The
when I was,
cocktail garden.
and we had any food. I think they have like a couple of like charcuterie boards and stuff. So like, everything you loved, we loved, because it's not like we had like full on food and menu. And this is also like way back. That was when she only had the one restaurant in Vegas. So we had a great time. I haven't been to the one in Paris other than when we walked by it
Don't
back.
go.
No, like I'm obviously not going now. And I've also been to Sur, and I've been to all the ones in LA, and I had amazing experiences there. So I think it's just the case of one, it's not close to her, so she can't keep her thumb on it. And if it's like service issues, I mean, like, why would you want, if you're a waiter, think of all the places you could work where the tips are high and the bills are high. And, that's probably not your first choice as like a AAA waiter, but that's crazy.
Well, and I would say too, like, I think she can nail cocktails and ambiance. And you can't, like, I don't want to say you can't screw that up, but like, it's a lot harder to screw up cocktails and ambiance. And like, it was service and food was terrible. And I'm almost like, I think you'd be better off in Vegas. Like, I mean, we were just in Vegas, right? A different trip. We were just in Vegas. And one of the things I would say, because we were there for work, so we were like walking around all day, is I would say there was definitely a lack of places open just in the middle of the day to grab a drink. I felt like so many places didn't open till like 5 or 6, and it's like one or
Especially when
two.
massive conventions going on too. Like, it makes zero sense.
And so I'm like, you're really good at cocktails and ambiance. Open up more like cocktail gardens where, you can have like light food that you pretty much can't mess up because it's chopping and cutting, right? So like, it makes it so much easier. But I was like so unimpressed and so disappointed. And it kind of made me think like, I hope. Part of me is like, I hope she realizes like there's an issue, and I hope she's not just like, my brand's so big, I need to open up as many things as possible and cash in what I can while I can be, and then like screw it. Do you know what I'm saying? Because then
That's what
like
I was just gonna say.
your longevity is not there, but she's also older, so maybe she quite frankly just does not care at this point.
Because she's opening a new one in the Flamingo. So at what point is like, that going to affect your brand? Even if you have one that's trailing behind, at what point does that affect your brand? And then number two, at what point are you going too fast, too soon? Like, yes, clearly it's making money because people want to go there and hope to see someone. And so people are in the door, but at what point does the bad reputation and the one-star reviews get it to the point where now they're all failing?
And then, is it just me, or do you think the flamingo is like an odd choice?
It is odd.
Of who she is and what she, nothing against the flamingo. I think Jersey Shore has spent quite a many episode at the flamingo. This is not a Knoxville flamingo, but when I think Lisa Vanderpump, I don't think the flamingo of all the places to think in Vegas. So yeah, that was like it was, like I said, I can't remember the last time I ate dinner somewhere and was like regretted having gone there for dinner. Like, should have just tried to grab a cocktail and gone somewhere else, because it was just like that disappointing. On the other note, Erica Jane, Bet It All in Blonde. I did get to meet Erica Jane before the show, and I will say I was kind of prepared for her to be a bitch, and she wasn't. Couldn't have been nicer, couldn't have been friendlier, couldn't have been more like talkative, answering questions, giving like insider tea scoop on things, like couldn't have been sweeter, which I, not that I was like, oh, I bet she's mean, but I just think when it's anybody and it's like they're doing a show and they're meeting, like just maybe not ready. Maybe I wasn't expecting her to be a total bitch, but just feel not as like warm and welcoming and receptive. So that was like a total wow. I thought she was awesome in person. Her show, I will say she is a showman, because I don't think she's a great dancer. I don't think she's the best singer in the world, but she is a performer. And like, what I mean by that is like back in the day, like Britney Spears, like danced, right? Like, you know, she sang some song, but she danced, where like you could tell Erica and like the first few songs, I was like, just put her in sneakers. You can tell she's not comfortable trying to dance around on like the boots, and the boots look cool, but like, give her like a platform sneaker or something, because you could just tell like the uncomfortableness kind of. But her show was great. It was like super entertaining, really good, not like too short, not too long. I thought her show was very, very well done, very well put together. And I give her a lot of credit because she's a performer, and you know, she definitely did sing. She was singing, so she can sing, but like when you listen to her songs, it's not like she's not Mariah Carey or Taylor Swift, you know what I'm saying? But her backup singers were phenomenal, and her four dancers, which puts so much more context to, if anyone's watching the show, with the whole Sutton flipping out being at the Magic Mike show and like all that, her four dancers in the show are all from Magic Mike.
Yeah.
They are very clearly from Magic Mike, because there's a whole section where like she's changing outfits or whatever. So the dancers, they're like doing the dancer intros, and it is like a snippet of a Magic Mike show. So like, it makes a little bit more sense of why like that argument was such a big deal.
Yeah.
So I thought that was very interesting. But I feel like she's getting so much crap online for like people saying her shows aren't sold out and tickets are going for $2, or they're giving them away for free, like, which definitely our tickets were not for free or $2. There, I don't know if it was sold out or not, but there was a decent amount of people there, and her show was good. So I don't, a little bit of what I was hearing online about her show, I don't quite believe, because having experienced it in person, like there weren't a ton of tickets available and they were not cheap. I mean, they weren't like Taylor Swift price tickets, but I saw all these TikToks of like, they're giving them away to people, or it's like, you can get a ticket for $10. There was none of that going on. So I don't know what like that was all about, but just absolutely phenomenal show. Like, so glad I went. And I was really impressed. Like, I was, it's funny because that was the opposite of what I expected, because I was expecting her to just maybe just be a little standoffish and the show to kind of be crap, where she couldn't have been nicer and her show was great. I was expecting Vanderpump to be this amazing experience, and that was like, that was garbage. So I
It was
just,
opposite.
it was
Opposite of
total
what.
opposite. And I think for me, like, I think Erica has also realized everything her brand has gone through. And I think she's also very self-aware of like how she has to be and what she has to do for that like public brand persona. She's a smart cookie. She knows what she's doing. I think she knows she has to be nice. I think she knows she has to deliver. I think she knows like what's on the line because of the reputation she kind of had, and not like, not even to her fault, but with all the legal stuff that she had gone through, I think she's just very aware of like who she has to be. And I'm not saying she's not that person, I'm not saying she's faking, but I think she's very cognizant of who she has to be.
Well, and I think she's changed a lot. Like you can even see it in the seasons. But I remember saying this to you, like you didn't tell me the story, but I just said, how was she? Because I had met her in Vegas. This is prior to all this happening and prior to everything. And she was a B-I-T-C-H, like straight up, stuck up. And like you can even see that she has changed in the show. So I think one, obviously that grounds someone and the real person is within there, but I think she just knows that she has to change her brand and make sure her brand is
You know, and
amplified
I think
who she actually is.
I'm sure could be wrong
I could
here.
have just got her on a bad day. That could have been it too.
Right. And I'm not that I'm putting words in her mouth, but I mean, you think about it, you're married to Tom Girardi or whatever his name is. And, you know, he seems to have boatloads of money just pouring in. And I don't care who you are, I'd say the majority of people wouldn't ask questions about where's the money coming? How do you make this money? Like, majority of people wouldn't ask. That's your bit, right? Like, and I also can understand, like, I wouldn't want someone asking me like a million questions. You know what I'm saying? So I, as much as people are giving her shit for that, like, I understand a part of that because I think that's kind of the norm that you wouldn't have questioned where's this coming from, right? So you like, you have anything you could want, you're sitting on top of the world. And so it's really easy to have a
I
certain
also love a
personality.
comeback. Like, I
Right.
love a
And then
comeback,
I
and I
think,
love that, like, she kept going. And, like, obviously, once again, it has been proven she didn't know where the money was coming from, but like, that was given to her, right? So she didn't really have to, like, go raise funds or, like, how you see it now, where she's like, really, when she got the Vegas show, like, how much it meant to her versus, like, before, maybe she got performances and she was like, eh, cool. Like, it means so much more to her now because she's working for it. First,
right.
like four, there was a level of not necessarily handed to you, but it was a lot easier for her.
It's the, I mean, it's the comeback story, and everybody loves a comeback story. And I think so far she's doing a phenomenal job. Like, I think she's doing a phenomenal job, and she deserves it because she's working her butt off and she's doing a good job. And I think she's doing all the right things. So I'll see, you know, what happens next or where this continues. But I will say everything I was seeing online about it definitely didn't match to my experience. So I was very pleasantly surprised and really happy for her that she's able to do that. And I just, on a personal note, was on cloud nine because she complimented my outfit, which, like,
Your
the
pictures are so
girls.
good. Like you can see how genuine she is, and you can tell she's talking about your outfit. So it's
Yes.
like,
Like, the girls that get it. And also note, like, I was literally wearing head to toe Phillip Klein in that moment. And head to toe Phillip Klein, but I did have a McQueen bag, and like, it was one of those outfits that I bought and was like, where am I ever going to wear this? And it was like a perfect time to wear it, and so it's just like made me really happy that I got a compliment on my outfit. And I know it's silly, but you know, we all know girl dress for girls. We don't really care about the guys. We want like the compliment from the girls. So that just made me very happy again. Manifesting in 2024, Phillip Klein, just effing sponsor me already. Thank you.
sponsor.
I refer friends. I bring in customers.
I had my first bullet point purchase in Vegas recently with Francie. So,
That was
well,
on our,
my first was a gift. My second was for me.
yes, our, so yeah, my second trip to Vegas in like 30 days. Kitty and I actually just got back. We went to CES and that was a very interesting
Yeah,
experience.
we break that down. What was
I think my favorite thing I said about my overall experience there is I said it on a call, but I don't think the people of CES could have sold wa water to someone on fire.
so true. Like nobody was selling, to put it into perspective, like literally no one was selling anything. And I kind of wish like something on the third day we saw, because I really want to know, like those speakers that we were walking by, those whatever it was we were walking by, did they get sold? Nobody was selling anything.
And you know what else is interesting? Because a lot of people got my contact, so I'm getting like the follow-up emails from stuff that we were interested in, and it's still not even really. I don't want to even say like hard selling because I'm not that, but like the people I was very adamant. Remember, like giving my information to the people of things we were actually interested in. Like we had conversations and we were like, we are interested. This is what we do. This is what we want. So even those people that are following up with me are really like, oh, here's all our information or here's our catalog. Let me know what you might be interested in, which is just mind blowing to me because you know, it's not cheap to
No.
have the booth and the space there. And so it's like, how are you monetizing? How are you like the monetization just doesn't make sense to me, and I'm not connecting the dots because I know that it can't be cheap. There's so many people that go through there. Yes, they're now on your like list of, you know, whatever, but even the follow-ups I'm getting are not great.
It's mind-blowing to me. It's finally, well, one other thing we said when we were there was also like the prototypes of everything and like things that you physically couldn't purchase. So there, for people who obviously weren't there, to put in perspective, there was like cash and carry things you probably could have purchased. Nobody was selling those. Apparently that stuff gets sold on the last day because we were so
So, like
curious.
for example, there was booths that were like almost like you were in the airport walking through a store that had like headphones, chargers, speakers, right? Where we were walking through like an airport, you're like, oh, I've lost my headphones, and then you can go and like so there's booths that literally were set up with like any kind of like earbud headphone you could think of. And I, like a dumb dumb, left my charging case to my Power Beats Pro on the airplane, so I actually did need to purchase
And you were telling them this.
headphones. Yeah, I was like, I literally like lost my case, so I'm in the market, so I'm looking, and it was kind of like, why do you have all this product here if you're not selling it or trying to sell it? Which was wild to me.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like one of those, multiple things were set up like that where they
Yeah.
actually were not selling anything.
And then there was this like second level. And me and Francie did a lot of the walking around down there, and this was like the startup floor. And so we get down on the startup floor and we're walking up and down, and this guy tries to talk to me and Francie about his, what do we call it? It's like a phone charger that goes on the back of your, a battery pack for the back of your phone. Well,
It's a
Francie,
magnetic battery pack and has like the ultraviolet light that can like disinfect things, allegedly.
and for the very first time in all of CES, someone is trying to sell us something. And I don't think it really mattered what it was. Francie was just so happy that she was like, yes, I'm going to purchase your battery pack, because that's how much, like, hours of walking around this event nobody had tried. And it just goes to show you, like, when you're on that floor, when you're on the startup floor and you've invested the money and you need to somehow get some sort of return out of this, you're way more hungry. And you're not sitting in comfortability. And the only other thing I would say with that, on the other floors we were on, where like there was no selling going on, no real like networking going on. Also, by like the badges, it was very hard to identify who was who. So we would all kind of like break off, and I would try to like find someone, and like we're trying to just team tag the whole thing. And even on the name tags, like they were just white. We couldn't identify who was who. We didn't know who we were supposed to be talking to. So it was like there was one company who did it really well, said this in my TikTok video, but they had like yellow vests on. And so we knew like those are the people we need to talk to for this booth. And just bizarre that like out of all of the vendors, out of CES, and maybe there is rules with CES, like I don't really know, but judging by like follow-up emails you're getting that there's no hard selling, I think people are just lazy. Maybe there's rules, but like out of thousands of booths, how did we only see one booth that chose to identify themselves a different way? Like not team shirts, not like Sony. It's not like they had Sony shirts on. It's not like Samsung had Samsung shirts on. They just were all wearing whatever they wanted to wear and the same name badges we were all wearing. So we had no idea who was who.
It was hard to find people. And we would be like, who's the person in charge around here?
Yeah. Also, they send like, not all of them were sending decision makers. They were just hiring people for the event. And then, you know, you're losing out on great opportunity.
I would also say that some of the booths, clearly the people that had work in there, whether they were staff, whether they were hired trade show people, whatever they were, there was clearly a level in like people just not having product knowledge.
Yeah.
Because I think of some of the ones we went back to twice, like the light one, where we went there one time and saw one thing. Nobody even showed us what we saw the second time. And then when what we looked at the second time, nobody could figure out how to show us the reason that we wanted to go back there in the first place. So it was also interesting to me because I felt like there wasn't a, like the people that they did have there were not like totally knowledgeable or just like the brand, the products, the solutions they could provide, like all of that was very interesting to me. Because I'm kind of like, how do you monetize that?
I have no idea.
We're still trying to figure out the monetization of the TikTok, not the TikTok, the Tinder booth.
Oh, yes. Still don't know how that one's working.
Katie and I had a blonde as could be moment. My hair couldn't be further from blonde, but we're literally standing outside on the first day and we were both like really hungry. So, and we could smell French fries. So we were like following our nose, trying to find the French fries. And we're like walking and some guy comes up to us and he definitely was not American. He was from another country. I didn't notice quickly enough on his badge where he was from or like pick up the accent, but he had a little bit of an accent and he literally stops Katie and I and goes, do you know where the Tinder booth is? There is no Tinder booth. There's no Tinder booth at
CES. He's like, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
And we both go, what? And he goes, the Tinder booth. And we go, I have no idea. And then he goes, I'm just kidding. And we just like kept walking. And it probably took both of us a solid like 5 minutes to be like, oh, I think he was like trying to hit on us or like start a funny conversation.
That was the only sales going on. That was the only sales going on.
That was the only sales going on. And I mean, it was just wild, some of the things to see and experience there, but also just like the monetization of the whole thing, because there's so much money made there and there's so many people there that I would love to know on like the flip side from the vendor standpoint of like what they're paying and like what those rules are to know, because obviously it's worth it because clearly a ton of people go, right? So in some way, shape or form, it is worth it for them because these people wouldn't keep going back and they wouldn't be spending the money that they're spending. And even Walmart, right? Like Walmart sponsored the whole thing and had a whole like tour of the history of Walmart that was pretty lackluster to be. JT was so excited because it's Walmart and like they are the sponsor of the whole thing. It was pretty lackluster. Like, what are they getting out of this? What are they getting out of? Maybe they're getting everybody's contact information. I don't know. But like, what are they getting out of this aside from like the brand recognition of being a huge sponsor? So
that's a good point. Like, I wonder if they share some of the database when you get a booth, but like, that's got to be like a privacy
thing. I don't think so, because the one thing I did think that was smart.
The QR code.
Is everybody's badge, right, had like your name, had your photo on it, and then had a QR code. So when you go to a booth, they would scan your cute, like, oh, can I scan your badge? And they'd scan the QR code. Now, I have no idea what information, but I don't think they probably gave people information because a lot of booths were like, can I scan your, and like a lot of times if you just didn't talk to anyone, nobody was like, let me scan your code. But if you like asked a question or had a conversation, they'd be like, oh, let me scan your QR code. So obviously I think that's how they're getting the information. I don't think they just get the information. But yes, I did make one purchase and it was a 3 for 1. And
It was a great deal.
I was looking on my camera. The other two were delivered today. So they're just sitting on my front porch. So hopefully they're still there when I get back in a week and a half. All right. So that was ours. My second trip to Vegas we wanted to discuss. All right. Let's discuss some other topics that we had on here. Oh, you know what? We do. Oh, man. Okay. We got to go back a ways. Because it was a topic we were supposed to talk about on our next podcast and we never did. And I feel like I don't think it's too late to discuss it, but Britney Spears. We've had people requesting us to talk about Britney Spears. We never talked about Britney Spears. We're now in 2024. I'm not going to say it's not relevant because I feel like Britney Spears is always relevant. I also think after going to CES, I think her videos might just be like holograms. I don't think it's her. I think she's
True.
conspiracy theory. Here we are, put on your tinfoil hats. I think she's locked up somewhere, and I don't think the Britney Spears we see online is Britney Spears.
I don't think it's a conspiracy. I wouldn't put it past her whole family shenanigans. Yeah, no. Did you read her book?
I did not. I did not read her book. I
Should
don't
download
know
it.
them.
Plane. I audioed it before the plane.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever will or not, quite honestly. But I will say this.
The day she, I don't know how anyone is sane when you go through that.
No, I
I
don't
don't know how you.
fault her for anything, but I will say this. The marketing, PR, branding side of me. I mean, okay, I'm gonna kind of circle the two things together. When we were just in Vegas, Katie and I sat down with someone who has a book coming out, who has a pretty big brand, has a very terrible name of the book, but has a pretty good brand to where they could get media pretty easily by reaching out. This is who I am. I have a book coming out. They'd be able to do interviews. And in that conversation, he was pretty much like trying to strategize on how to sell books. And we were like, you got to do media. You got to put it out there. You got to talk to people. You got to do interviews. And then came up with these crazy ideas that he could do to get more attention around his book launch. And he has pretty big brands, plural, attached to his name.
Yeah.
That being said, Britney Spears launches her book. I've never seen anyone launch a book, not do one interview, not do one video, not do one radio podcast, Zoom interview, not do a photo shoot, a brand, anything for the release of a book. That to me makes zero sense. I almost don't even know if she wrote the book. Like, I'm not sure she didn't write the book. Like, she
I feel
either.
like they maybe she kept it under wraps because it did come out of nowhere, the book coming, and then just the way in her situation and how it is, like, was she then silenced and hidden in a cave?
I don't know,
A
but
hologram.
I mean, we saw a couple of them at
It
CES
would
where.
not surprise me. So, just from how her life has been.
But just like the marketing perspective of it, like if she kept it under wraps and she was like, okay, I'm writing this tell-all book and I'm putting it all out there, why would then she not be in the media? Like, why wouldn't you get what I'm saying? And
Well, she would want to double down on it. Yeah, because her voice is
right.
finally heard.
it's out there. You'd be like, so like at that point, it's not like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. You wrote the book, right? So it makes zero sense. And then what is also to me very odd is she'd been with this Sam, is that his name? They were together for so long. Like they were together for a very long time. They finally get married and now they're divorced. Like, which is also very odd to me. And she, like Paris Hilton, has spoken interviews about like, oh yeah, Britney's great. Like we'll have girls' night and she come over and watch this movie. And like any further question, somebody else was questioned about Britney too in interviews, but like nobody can
Talks
share a
about
detail. Like what movie did you watch? What like, which is also very interesting to me.
I feel like it's all silencing. I feel like you go in that orbit and you get silenced.
So
Those are my thoughts.
one of the things I do want to talk about her book was her whole, the whole thing that came out, which obviously now months have passed. So I think it's also even more interesting to talk about it now. The whole thing about Justin Timberlake, allegedly he forced her to have an abortion. I'm only saying allegedly because that's what she said, and he didn't say a word, which I find very interesting because obviously it did not hurt him one bit because the Fountain Blue hired him for $6 million to do their opening show, and every celebrity and their mom was there to support. So part of me wonders if she has gotten to the point where, as crazy as it might be, or as like outrageous as that might be, like kind of nobody cares.
And especially at like the age, like she goes through it in the book too, of like the age in which her and Justin and like all of it going on, and then like he takes off, and then I mean their careers were pretty parallel. They were both obviously on fire at the same time, but then how after they had that fight, and then certain things for him kept continuing to take off, and then like she was being punished, which she does blame, like punished as in the sense of not her financial situation, not her family, not any of that, but how like certain media outlets weren't going to work with her and only going to work with Justin. And like she had this theory of it was Justin and it wasn't the media, because why would the media choose over one or the other? Because they love drama. They love seeing them in the tabloids. So you get like a little bit more on the inside, but there's two sides to every story when it comes to
And
the
that's what I'm
relationship.
saying. Nothing discussed in the book is anyone on the other side did they make one comment about.
Correct.
And
Silence.
now, but here's what's interesting. Now we're only talking about it because I had it on my notes from 2 months ago. Nobody's talking about it anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Nobody.
How
Nobody gives a
quiet.
shit. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah. Then we have
And
Brittany.
I think that's, you know, whoever's doing it, not doing it, pulling strings, not pulling strings, you're going to put something like that out there. You got to double down. You got to have the media because, like I said, had it not been on our notes, I wouldn't have even remembered that she put a book out.
Yeah. That's where I think something contract wise was happened, but yeah, she didn't do any media, nothing.
Zip, zero, zilch, which is very interesting because it's like,
That should have been her moment, right? Like that should have been like her time to say what she wants to say and to say it as many times as she wants to say it and as many places as she wants to say it. And I don't care who you are, if that is like done to you, you want it and you're gonna write a book about it, you probably want to scream it from the rooftops because you can finally scream it. So once again, is she being screwed for the 10th time? Who knows?
gotta get better people around her.
Actually, we have to talk about this one topic. It's from so long ago, but we need to talk about it because my parents' neighbors in Florida are doing this right now.
The
So one
cruise.
of our topic, yeah, one of our topics was the retired couple, 51 consecutive weeks on a cruise ship to save on cost of living. Now they're not doing it for cost of living. This cruise ship cost them $750,000, and it was an extra $200,000 for excursions.
So
But
is this the cruise? Okay, so I remember us talking about this because it's been, there was a few headlines of people being like, you could actually go on the cruise and it'd be cheaper than like living for a year. I'm sure
And
there's all these different levels.
there's a bunch of influencers on the
But
cruise
is
too.
this the cruise that is now actually happening? And I'm getting all the TikToks of like mutiny on the cruise.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All over TikTok.
It's all over TikTok. And like, it is wild to me because I am just like, so one personal preference, I hate a cruise ship. I've been on probably less than five in my life. It's not for
Never.
me. It's not for me. Like, I'll never suggest it as a thing to do. I like making my own plan. I don't like being on an itinerary. I don't love being the feeling that I'm like trapped somewhere. I'm like not claustrophobic or anything like that, but just the feeling of like, I have to do this now, or I'm stuck here now, or I gotta make it there by this time. Don't love any of that. So this whole idea to me is like banana nut so crazy. But we're seeing all these, at least the side of TikTok I'm seeing about it is like nothing positive coming from it,
So
from the
that
people that are on the ship.
I'm seeing, well, not that I'm seeing, I cr was creeping on my mother's Facebook because I was like, they actually went on this cruise. And she was like, yeah, because they obviously were not at their house. So I was like, okay. And then I'm like, well, how much does this cost? And so they've had these like intimate discussions. And so this is where we debunked it from like TikTok to you pay to go on this cruise. So there's a lot of TikTok influencers and like, yeah, everyone's saying they're not liking it or they're not liking food or they're like, there's something like that they're not enjoying about the cruise ship. Now, remember, they are influencers and no matter what they say, good or bad, they are paid. They're basically given the cruise with like a sponsorship to give their opinion on the cruise, right? So I think that that's where we're seeing that side of it and they're getting a different experience.
I do think too the influencers, from what I'm seeing, because I've also seen this, are not on the whole journey. They're
No, I
only
don't think
coming on for
so. Coming in
like,
blocks or something. Yeah.
yes.
They're shuffling them in and out. So the couple that's doing this right now, one, they're like avid cruise people, and same with me. I've never been on a cruise. A lot of it like terrifies me. I am too much of a control freak and would need to be able to know that my helicopter that I would never also get into can get me off the island. So they are these like avid cruise people. They love going on cruises. They're both retired. They both have a bunch of money. So they're trying to work their way to like this different level of status in cruises. Very similar to all of us who fly on planes and we're trying to hit like whatever the medallion is, right? So by doing this year cruise, it was the last thing they could do. They became like some highest level of like, we're talking like 60-year-old couple here, like
Yeah,
older people.
no, I've seen this, and they get special name tags for being this
Yes.
certain level on the cruise ship.
Yeah, so I think there's 27 of them in total.
Yes.
Either,
So
yeah, 20
then
something,
I
and they
watched.
are the ones doing it for the full year.
So there is a group that's like the level underneath them. So I'm just going to call that group the platinum. Okay. So there's like a gold group underneath them. So the gold group, from what I've seen on TikTok, collectively knows like the platinum group gets these special name tags because it's called something. It's called something, and they have these special name tags. And then there's people that are like something in training, meaning like they're trying to get to that level. Well, the gold group said, F it, let's make our own name tags. So they, prior to getting on the, like, and again, you wouldn't know this, I guess, unless you know this, right? Like, which would make sense, like, because I know from flying all the time, and remember with United, we get certain things in the mail and people put the tag, like the luggage handles on their luggage. I personally don't because they're like bright yellow and I feel like it doesn't go with my aesthetic. But knowing, like, oh, when you reach a certain level, you get the yellow. They basically were like, okay, we know they're going to have these special name tags. So let's just make our own. So we look like we're part of that group. And I was like, part of me was like, I love that they're like, we're gonna take the special things you get, and we know what they are, and we're gonna be like, we can pretend that we're in your same group.
Especially on TikTok, some people won't notice.
But it's like it's creating a whole issue on the boat.
Oh, I can imagine because they're like, it's also the cost. Like, so it was 750,000, And then if they wanted the excursion package, it was an extra 250,000 for two of them. So you just spent $1 million cruise around the world for a year. Like, you couldn't, like, no. It's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
All I'm waiting for is there to be some kind of, because it happens on cruises all the time, right? Like some COVID or like what it, nor, yeah. Is it neurovirus or norovirus that always happens on, and then like everyone's sick and like they lock it. But it's interesting because I know we kept saving like news headlines about this, and now the people are on the trip,
on
and now
it,
I keep
so.
Seeing stuff on TikTok. So
I will say, like, they are loving it. Like, absolutely loving it.
Is it Royal Caribbean?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's Royal Caribbean.
Yeah. And like Royal Caribbean and another one are like alliance. So when you do this cruise, you hit some status level and you get like all of them together.
Because can
know.
I, as we're sitting here, freaky, I just got an email from Royal Caribbean, and I've never even been on a Royal Caribbean ship before. How do they have my email? I do not know, but I literally just got an email from them. Kind of weird. Okay.
What?
One more topic I want to bring up because I got sucked into this. I don't even think I sent it to you. I got sucked into this, and I'm like, this is the best marketing scheme I've ever seen, because I now fully think it was a marketing scheme. Is this Illusion Self Tanner and Michaela TikTok feud? So do
Have
you have
not seen
any
that.
idea? Okay. Best marketing of all time. Michaela, do you know who Michaela is? She's an influencer. She's from Boston. She does a lot of like makeup stuff. Last year, she's not that I want to shame or give anyone a body image, but she's slightly like heavier set. She's talked about like having struggles with like eating disorders. She's very, very like Boston, dark hair. She got married last year. There was a bunch of stuff about like, oh, her whole wedding was sponsored. Like she was the
she
one
had a
with the
really big
eyelash. She was the eyelash one. With the
Yes.
mascara, and then put on fake, a lot of people were saying she put on fake eyelashes. I still don't think she actually put on fake eyelashes because it was not that drastic to me. And like, I can make my eyelashes do magical things when I try really hard. So same one. I feel like she's always finding herself in something. And to me, she just comes across as like so sweet, where I feel like she's not trying to. Basically, this guy has self-tanner. I think it's called Illusion. Actually, I can tell you. Because I got so sucked into this shit, I bought a bottle of the self tanner. Do you know how often I have self tanned? Do you know how many times I've used self tanner in my life?
Not often.
Once.
Live in
Okay,
Florida.
One
But
time.
not often.
And I've probably been spray tanned twice. So,
Yeah.
like, that's how good, and I think it was all planted. Basically, I start getting his videos where he's like, how Michaela lost me $10,000, how Michaela ruined my business. So I'm watching, and it's basically this guy, self-tanner. Michaela and him start talking. She basically says, oh, I'm going to do a review of your self-tanner. Like, I really like it. I'm going to do a video. Like, just do it. Like, not be paid to do it, whatever, just because I really like the product. So they keep going back and forth. She's like not doing it. He'll reach out and she'll be like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get to it. She doesn't get to it. Then she says she uses it, sends him a picture. She's like, I'm gonna do the review tomorrow. She at one point had said, like, I'm gonna stop reviewing like smaller brands, just because a lot of times when I review them, people go to buy and then like they don't have the demand. They don't have the supply to meet the demand. And a lot of people get upset. So she's like, I'm just gonna stop reviewing indie brands. So he knew that. And she said she was going to review it. So Shopify was like, do you want to take out this $10,000 loan? You can order more products. So he went ahead and do that, expecting the influx from her reviewing his product.
Yeah.
She still doesn't get to it. Still doesn't get to it. He has now $10,000 worth of self-tanner. She still hasn't done the review. He keeps reaching out to her and is like pissed. And then he starts making all these videos. So then she starts responding, basically being like, first off, like, I want to apologize. I was intending to do the video. No, I didn't get to it, you know, when I said I would, but my plan was to get to the video. Like he also says, like, it's not my tanner. She got a spray tan and was pretending to get, like, just all this, like, back and forth. She, like, apologizes and is like, I didn't tell him to do that. I didn't tell him to go, like, order all that. Like, that was his business. Like, he can't blame me, like, whatever. And he's like all upset and like kind of like, okay, I appreciate her apology, but I still think this, that, and the other, but I'll take it. Like, so it's this, like, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, right? And he's like, how he's losing all this money. So I buy a bottle of this stupid self tanner. And the one thing I say is, I thought was cool about the self tanner is you put in what's your hair color, what's your eye color, and what's your skin tone.
Oh, cool.
And then it tells you, like, this is the one for you. So I was like, oh, okay, like that I might actually be worth trying because you actually put in like your kind of what you look like, whatever. And then there's all the instead of just like a fair, medium, and a dark, I think he has like 100 different like combinations based on people's hair, eye, skin tone. So you're actually getting something that like matches you better. So I'm like, oh, okay, whatever, we'll order it. Help the guy that's out $10,000. So I
He's
order
selling,
it.
you know what? He's selling on TikTok by talking about his.
I start seeing more and more of their videos going back and forth. And I was like, I just got scammed. Now, I didn't actually get scammed. Well, I haven't gotten the product yet either. So we'll see if I receive the product. If I don't receive the product, then I got scammed. But I was like, I think I just bought into their whole ploy. I think this is what I think because he's showing texts of them back. So obviously they text, they know each other. I think originally there was intent. She was going to review it. She didn't review it. He orders product. He's sitting on the product. You know, he has probably a loan to repay and he's not making the money. She, you
Big
know,
for you, drama.
I think he was like, text her and was like, F you, I lost all this money. This isn't cool. And I think she was like, why don't we do this? Because her video was very like not mad at him at all, being like very apologetic and I'm sorry and like whatever. And then he was like accepting her apology in his video, but like had one like random like small like, but I still don't think this is my product. Then she came back and was like, it looks orange because I have the color gradient on it. Let me take the color gradient off and like look, it's not orange at all. It's because I have a color gradient. Like, so it was like this thing to keep these videos going back and forth. And I was like, I think these two just out marketed me. I think they just out marketed the marketer because I fell for their trap and was like, genius.
So smart.
Genius.
I actually orchestrated that. So smart. So freaking smart. And because like her initial reaction probably would have been like pissed.
Right.
Doing a favor as well.
Well, and that's my whole thing of like, I look at this whole thing of like, people always reach out to influencers and have to realize like, influencers prioritize what's paying them. That's how they, at the end of the day, that's their job. That's how they make money. So if they're reviewing something they're not getting paid to review, one, wild card. What are you going to get? You don't like, they're not getting paid. So, wild card of what they're going to say. And two, you fit in when and where you fit in. It's not like you're not the priority. And that's why I kind of think that the whole thing ended up being a setup,
Genius, though.
which I think is very, very genius.
To sell Tanner. Let's have a fight to sell Tanner.
Well, let me actually look up if mine's even shipped yet because it should be in my shopped tracking. So let's see. Illusion Bronze. Nope, it just says order placed. Now, this is also I ordered the $50 one that comes with the mitt to apply the tanner. So stay tuned of if I was scammed or if my self-tanner will come that I paid for, because I will tell you, nothing I've ordered off TikTok has actually been delivered. Not one
Really?
thing I've actually ordered on TikTok.
On like TikTok Shop. Wow.
Not one thing. And I bought these nightstands from TikTok I don't think I'm ever going to get them. And they weren't expensive, but they were still nightstands. So I think
Yeah.
I spent like almost two, like $100 each. So like 200 for the set. And it was back in like October. So I think I just got scammed out of that money. I ordered bodysuits that I see all the time on TikTok shop. Never got them off TikTok shop, but I searched the brand and bought them on Amazon and did get them off Amazon. And I do like them a lot. And they do say what, like how they were advertised on TikTok shop, but I never got them off TikTok shop. And then same with, I mean the like Alex Earl light, I've been ordering that on Amazon probably since before Alex Earl was born. I mean, I have it right here, my little light. I'm just gonna see it.
Annually.
My little light. I've probably the Alex Earl light, I've probably been, I break them because I travel with them in my bag. So I've always ordered that off Amazon. There's one other thing I ordered off TikTok shop that I never got, and then I ordered off on Amazon and got it.
I've never ordered
So
anything, but that's just shocking.
I don't
It's
recommend.
not shocking. Like, obviously, there's Instagram scams all the time, and there's obviously TikTok, but.
And I order stuff off Instagram all the time. I've only ever had one thing on Instagram that wasn't ever delivered. Everything
Gotcha.
else I've got on Instagram, you know, it takes a while because most of those companies end up being, they're coming from somewhere far, far away. But I've gotten everything and it's all been like
Even your birthday outfits, you were like
everything I
so.
wore on my birthday was from there. I've ordered more. So, oh, and I ordered that black
You did get it.
skirt. Yeah, I ordered it. I just ordered it this morning, actually. The outfit I wore on New Year's, I ordered off TikTok, or not on TikTok, off Instagram. So I've done a lot of shopping off Instagram and never had a problem. TikTok, I've yet to receive anything I've ordered off TikTok.
To be determined, will the self-tanner arrive?
So word to the wise, if you see something on TikTok you like, search the brand on Amazon and purchase it through Amazon. That is my that you know what? That's my power tip for the day. Don't order shit on TikTok. Order it off Amazon.
That's the
Amazon or
tip.
Instagram.
We leave it there. That is the tip.
And
Order.
if people want to buy something, sell it to them.
Oh,
That's my
yeah.
other tip. If people want to buy something from you, sell
We're
it
gonna
to
spend
them.
money on a booth, recoup the money, and sell.
ROI, return on
They walk by
investment.
your booth, have a conversation with them. Like, when
They're
you go to
asking.
an event, don't bring the prototype, bring something you can sell.
I mean, I think it'd be business 101, but maybe it is not. So we're here to educate you
Common
people.
sense,
All right.
clearly.
First episode back, we are going to get back in the swing of things. We're going to be more consistent. We're debating bringing on guests. So I would also say send us a DM, send us a message, if you want us to bring on, start doing guests coming on the show. Let us know if you have topics you want us to talk about. Let us know. I know there's so many more topics that we have, but we had some old stuff we need to touch on before we jumped into anything new. So I will say leave us, make sure you leave us a 5-star review. Let us know what you want to hear and if you're open to guests as we go into the 2024 season of the Power Shift Podcast. Thanks for joining me today. Katie, do you have anything else you want to add before we sign off?
That is it. Sell, sell, sell. Always be selling.
Always be selling. You heard it here and don't forget it. See you next time, everyone.